Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. I'd like to congratulate you on your assumption to preside over the work of this group, and you can count on the support of Mexico and cooperation of Mexico. Mr. President, the current world has seen exponential development of new technologies, among them artificial intelligence, robotics, that has a significant impact, as we have seen in armed conflicts. Now, we have to regulate autonomy, and we still have to, even though the time has passed to impose initial regulations, we still have time in order to avoid serious impact on international peace and security. In this respect, we appreciate and support the appeal of the joint appeal of the Secretary General and the President of the ICRC to adopt a legally binding instrument reflecting the demands of civil society, academics, and industry. That we believe their participation in our work is crucial. Laws present serious ethical and social consideration that very often are not discussed in our work. Nevertheless, such considerations have to be crucial as we continue our in-depth work on this issues. And this is why we support what was said by Pakistan earlier today under agenda item 4. From point of view of security, laws present risks of asymmetric wars, and they reduce the threshold of the use of force and escalation of conflicts. Ethical considerations are crucial in our work, and we must ensure that decisions on life and death are taken by humans and not by machines, especially machines that use sensors. Only humans can evaluate the situation correctly. Also, the ethical perspective has another dimension that is recognized by IHL when it established that methods and means of war are not illimited, and the use of force should be guided by principles of humanities and dictates of public conscience that, by definition, can only be accomplished by human beings. From a legal point of view, my country believes that the due application of the fundamental principles of IHL requires meaningful human control. Nevertheless, 10 years of discussions had made it possible to see different approaches to this issue and the need to be more specific on the contents. And this means that this group should develop specific regulations that'll make it possible to have common understanding related to obligations and to overcome different interpretations by states of existing IHL, and also recognize that this issue has appeared and is also very important from a human rights point of view. My delegation believes that even though we wish to achieve a legally binding instrument, as most countries that are in favor of this, including the NAM, and Mr. President, you can count on the constructive participation of my delegation during this meeting. Thank you.